Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 FY22 earnings conference call of NCC Limited, hosted by DAM Capital Advisors Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Mohit Kumar. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Rutuja. On behalf of DAM Capital, I welcome you to Q4 FY22 earnings conference call of NCC Limited. Today, we have from the management Mr. Y.D. Murthy, Executive Vice President, Finance, Mr. Krishna Rao, Executive Vice President, Finance and Accounts, Mr. P.V. Vijay Kumar, Vice President, Finance, Mr. K. Durga Prasad, Joint General Manager, Finance. Without much delay, I'll hand over the call to the management for the opening remarks, which will be followed by Q&A session. Over to you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, Mohit. I am Y.D. Murthy, Executive Vice President, Finance, NCC. I welcome you all for this Q4 results conference call of our company. Our board has met today and declared the audited annual numbers as well as fourth quarter numbers, which are already flashed on the screens at the stock exchanges. I hope you are all aware of that. I will start the management discussion with a brief view of the macro environment, followed by our fourth quarter results. See, the world was returning back to normalcy from COVID-19, and the people have started breathing easy. The problem is the Omicron has not completely gone, and particularly in Shanghai, in China, they are reporting as much as 40,000 cases a day. Shanghai is the biggest industrial and commercial hub of China, having about 25 million people. That is about 2.5 crore people. Because China has got a zero COVID policy, all these people are being tested, and the entire Shanghai city has been locked down for almost more than a month or so. Things are yet to improve there. Because of that, the supply chain disruption and availability of raw material for various companies in various countries across the globe is creating difficulties. Added to that, the problem of the Russia-Ukraine war, which has erupted in the month of February. Now it is already 78 days old. This war is also creating tremendous difficulties for all concerned, mainly because of a lot of sanctions imposed on Russia and Russian oil. Russia supplies more than 10% of the global crude oil, and a lot of edible oil is coming from Ukraine. All these have been put in difficulties. Also the commodity prices have started increasing across the globe. Petrol and diesel prices have gone up very high, particularly in India, even elsewhere also. That is also creating difficulties for companies like us, for our construction business. It is creating supply chain disruptions, non-availability of our material, and also the cost of material has gone up. Steel prices have gone up, diesel prices have gone up. Now inflation is catching up. U.S. has reported inflation rate of 8.5%. Eurozone has reported inflation of 8%, U.K. 7%, India also 7%. Now the global central banks have started tightening the screws by increasing the policy rates. U.S. Fed has increased the policy rate by about 50 basis points. The Bank of England has increased the interest rates by about four times during the last 12 months. Back home in India, our Reserve Bank has increased the policy rate by about 40 basis points, which is bound to increase the lending rates of banks. and also they wanted to bring down the liquidity in the system. So the CRR rate has been increased by about 50 bps. That has sucked out about 87,000 crores of liquidity from the market. And now FIIs in India, they started exiting the Indian equity markets because the US Fed rates are going up. They have also taken away a lot of money during the month of May. And this is creating difficulties. The stock markets have come down substantially. The rupee has depreciated beyond 77, is reporting at 77.40 or so, which is a very high rate. So all these things put together are creating difficulties for the, most of the companies, not only in construction, but also in automobiles, particularly the chips are not available. The cars manufacturing has slowed down, intake has slowed down. So these are all very difficult situations. Added to that, our neighboring countries like Sri Lanka and Pakistan and Afghanistan having tremendous economic problems. Sri Lanka is burning and Pakistan is almost bankrupt. Same is the case with Afghanistan. These are all very wrong signals that are coming from across the globe. And definitely we also have to tighten our belts to see that we are able to cope up with the situation. As far as India is concerned, things are more or less under control. Though inflation has gone up and interest rates are now going up because of the Reserve Bank action. But going forward, we are looking at stable operations and because India is a large country and we don't have the kind of economic problems that our neighboring countries are having. We have a stable economy, we have a thriving economy. In fact, the GDP growth rates are also looking southward. There is a downward trend expected. Indian economy is also expected to grow only around 8.5 to 9% in FY22. The numbers are yet to come in. And they are actually predicting a deceleration in the GDP growth rate of the entire world. So these are some of the macro headwinds that we have to face. But nevertheless, our company has been doing reasonably well in terms of top line and bottom line. When the Indian economy is growing at less than 10%, we are reporting about 36% growth in the top line for the year as a whole, which is very commendable. Now I request Mr. Krishna Rao, my colleague, to talk about the fourth quarter results and also about the annual results.
Yeah, thank you. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. I wish to brief about the order book summary. Orders on hand at the beginning of the financial year, 37,928 crores. New orders received during the year, 12,158 crores. Value of the works executed during the year, 10,725 crores. Closing order book at 31st March 22 was 39,361 crores. We will take you to the division wise. Buildings is the major vertical. At the beginning of the financial year, 21,157 crores works out to 56%, and the closing is 22,542 crores, 57% of the order book. Roads 1,954 crores at the beginning represents 5%, and closing 1,122 crores, 3%. Water and railways at the beginning 7,078 crores works to 19%, and at the closure 7,192 crores, it is 18%. Electrical, it was 6% at 2,438 crores, closing at 2,816 crores, 7%. Irrigation stands at 6%, 2,442 crores, closing at 1,205 crores, 3%. Mining was 7%, 2,592 crores, closing at 11%, 4,240 crores. Others, 251 crores at the beginning, 1%, closure is also 1%, 229, and together 39,361 at the closure. We have that the state wise when we analyze. Yeah. Revenue stands at 3,174 crores as against
standalone
corresponding previous year quarter of 2,639 crores, a growth of 20%, and gross profit is 455 crores, represents 14.5% as against 442 crores, that was 16.9%. I'll brief about the reasons for the difference. EBITDA 267 crores works out to 8.5% as against the corresponding quarter to 90 crores. PBT 278 crores, 8.7%, and PAT for the quarter to 43 crores works out to 7.6%. The reasons for the gross profit, there is a dip compared to the corresponding quarter, 2.4%. There are two reasons. One is in the previous last year quarter, we have accounted for the claims. Claims are of two. One is NCC DIC and ORR works out to 121 crores, represents 1.40%. And current quarter material prices are gone up substantially. That works out to 1.1. That is the main difference for the dip in gross profit as well EBITDA. And there is a reason for increase of the PBT. The one of the companies, NCC Vizag Infrastructure Limited, where we have the equity of 50 crores that has been disposed of, and the company got 199.50 crores is the total. Out of that, we have received 47.5 crores as of 31st March. Balance is going to be received by in three tranches by September, December and March 23. The loan is to the tune of 308 crores will be realized 50% in 22-23 and balance 50% in the next 23-24, but carries interest at 10%. Now I will take up that the standalone for the full year. Full year revenue is 10,038 crores as against the corresponding last year 2021 7,372 crores. Revenue recorded a growth of 36%. Gross profit is for the year 1,658 crores and EBITDA 996 crores at 10%. PBT 608 crores, 6.1%, PAT 490 crores, 4.9%, as against the last year 261, that is 3.5%. PAT growth for the current year is 87%. I will take up the consolidated numbers for Q4. Revenue is 3,492 crores as against the corresponding year 2,442, growth of 23%. Gross profit 472 crores at 13.6%. EBITDA 270 crores works out to 7.8%. PBT 284 crores is 8.1%. PAT attributable to shareholders 242 crores, 6.9%, a growth compared to the previous year of 117 crores, 107% is the growth. A consolidated number for the full year, revenue 11,209 crores as against the corresponding 2021 of 8,065, growth of 39%. Gross profit 1,733 crores represents 15.6%. EBITDA 1,024 crores, 9.2%. PBT 636 crores, 5.7%. PAT attributable to shareholders for 82 crores is 4.3%. Now we have only at the consolidated one exceptional item, that is Vizag NCC Vizag Urban Infra equity. That exceptional is capital gain 176 crores, and we have also accounted for the interest 16 crores, and there is knockoff provisions are required to the tune of 18 crores. The net is 173.7 is the exceptional item in the current year on a consolidated basis. And there is one exception item in the previous year, 2021, 12.6 crores. That is a provision for the TACA, the case which was going on. These are only the exceptions. We have that the trade receivables turnover is excluding other income 9,930 crores. Debtors outstanding as of 31st March 22, 2,492 crores. Debtors collection period stands at 92 days as against last year 2021, 134 days. There is a good improvement, and sizable amount of the old outstanding have been collected from AP. AP during the year 21-22, 328 crores we were able to collect, and the current quarter 45 days 56 crores, totaling to 384 crores. Similarly, in electrical and other divisions, 335 crores, 189, totaling to 908 crores we were able to collect. When we have that the bucket wise analysis of debt fund movement, debt at the beginning of the financial year is 2036 crores. There is no new debt during the year, but we have discharged the total working capital and CC to the tune of 975 crores, machinery other loans 20 crores, long term loans 37 crores, totaling to 852 crores. And now that the loan outstanding at 31st March 22 was 1184, the reduction is 42%. On a consolidated basis, same the debt is NCC 1184, only one company NCC Urban, we have 113 crores, the totaling to 1302 crores.
The finance cost for the quarter is 123 crores, and for the year as a whole, the finance cost is about 459.60 crores, which is approximately 4.5% of the turnover of the company. Last year also, we had reported similar finance costs, that is about 457 crores for the year as a whole. But this year, the turnover has gone up substantially from 7,300 crores to 10,000 crores. So the finance cost as a percentage of the turnover has come down to about 4.5%. It is also our aim to see that the finance cost is below 5%, that we were able to achieve as far as the year as a whole is concerned. And also, if you look at the debt, my colleague has already covered. Cash credit is about 1,007 crores. Machinery advance is 172 crores. Total debt on a standalone basis is 1,184 crores, which is a substantial reduction compared to the previous year. We are able to bring down the debt level substantially, mainly because of the large payments that we have received, receivable payments from various government clients. And we hope to continue the same in the current year also. And loans and advances to group companies stand at about 401.08 crores,
Investment in associate and subsidiary companies is 893 crores. Our group exposure to group companies, either by way of loans and advances or by way of investments in those companies, has stood at 1,294 crores. That is a small reduction compared to the previous year. Mobilization advance stood at 2,055 crores. Retention money is about 2,006 crores. And cash and bank balances, about 558 crores are there. So if you net off the cash and bank balances out of the loans that were taken, the net debt is coming down further. It is to the extent of about 600 crores or so, which is a remarkable achievement. And also, I would like to bring to your notice, the board has recommended 100% dividend payment to the shareholders. So that is rupees 2. Per share of rupees 2 as compared to 50% last year. That is a big jump in the dividend payment. Of course, the shareholders' approval, AGM, etc. will be required for getting that. And finally, on a personal note, I would like to bring to the notice of all the participants that I am retiring from the company as the Vice President, Executive Vice President Finance by the end of this month. This may be the last investor call that I'm attending, and I thank all the investors and all the brokerages who have supported, especially the DAM Capital, who are very close to us. We know them for the past 20 years because they were earlier IDFC Securities Limited, and Mr. Suresh Rane is a good friend of mine. He used to conduct the proceedings. Nevertheless, we are getting good support from Mohit and his associates in DAM Capital Advisors. Likewise, we got similar support from various brokerages, various investors, various mutual funds, and also a lot of foreign institutional investors during the last 15 years. I thank them all for the support they have extended to this company and also to me in my personal capacity. And with this, I request the participants to ask their questions, and I request each participant not to ask more than two questions, and the number of questions that will be addressed will be around 20 or so. Thank you. Please start the question and answer session.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Ankur Sharma from HDFC Standard Life Insurance. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good afternoon, and thanks for your time, sir. I just had two questions. When I look at your order inflows for Q4, pretty weak, right? So just trying to understand what has led to this, because typically Q4 is the strongest, in terms of order finalization. I think we were also looking at upwards of 13,000-14,000 crore of orders for the full year. What led to this weakness? Is it delays in finalization? Do you think that will pick up in the coming quarters? And also, what kind of orders are you looking at in FY23 and which sectors, please?
See, for the year as a whole, for FY22, we bagged about 9,900 crores of fresh orders. They are slightly less than what our expectation is, which is at 14,000 crores. You are right, in the fourth quarter, we could not get some orders, which we were expecting. This order award is like a game, some you win, some you lose. So we had a sort of a temporary setback as far as Q4 is concerned, but as far as FY23 is concerned, we are very confident order accretion will be pretty strong, and some of the orders we missed out in the fourth quarter, they should be coming back to us in the first quarter of the current year as well as in the remaining quarters as well. And also, as you know, we are focusing on Jal Jeevan Mission projects, we are focusing on metro projects, we are focusing on expressways, we have started bidding for hybrid annuity projects. Right now we have an order book of 40,000 crores. So all these are big positives as far as the company and its business is concerned. Q4, we had a setback, I fully agree with you, you asked the right question. But I want to assure you, it is only a temporary setback as far as Q4 is concerned, and the order acquisition is likely to pick up in the current financial year.
Okay. So is this an industry-wide deferral that you've seen that orders haven't been finalized, or is it that we've lost out on some orders or projects here?
No, we bid for the project. Some we win, some we lose. No, some big orders we expected in the fourth quarter could not materialize because other competing construction companies have bid at better rates or lower rates than us. And as you know, we always see that we maintain proper margins and we never bid aggressively. That also could be one of the reasons. But as I told you, it is only a temporary blip in our long journey, and we will bounce back in the current financial year.
Okay. And just one more on any guidance on top line and margins for 23? Also on order, I don't think you mentioned a number, but any numbers you can share, top line, margins, and order for 23? Thank you.
We have not yet decided, board has not yet decided the top line turnover numbers and all fresh order accretion. So at this stage, we will not be able to share with you anything on those lines. Maybe once the board approval is there in place, management thinking is clear, we can share it with you. But give us some time. Right now, I cannot give you any top line number as far as FY23 is concerned.
Okay, sir. Thank you and all the best. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Sir, just continuing the previous participant's question, I understand the board has not finalized, but last time we were looking at the 36,000 crore order book at standalone. The broad range, what can be expected in terms of the top line and in order inflow, as you mentioned that we will bounce back. So can we expect 15,000 crore plus kind of an inflow for FY23?
That is very much possible. Definitely. See, for example, if you go back a little, in FY21, for example, we bagged 18,000 crores of orders. FY22, it is only about 10,000 crores. I am very sure, anyway, let the board decide and communicate. We will be able to share it with you. Definitely 14,000-15,000 in FY23 should not be a problem, according to me.
On the revenue front, 15-20% growth, given the kind of order book, that is feasible, though I understand the formal guidance is not there.
Yeah, that's very much possible. We have done 10,000 crores, 10 to 15% growth in current financial year, FY23, is very much possible.
And sir, the main question is on the margin. So I understand that given the kind of commodity pressure, so for this quarter we have seen a significant contraction in the EBITDA margin to 8.5%. Because previously we were looking at 11-12%. So how do you think that this pressure will continue at least for next couple of quarters, and broadly how do you see the FY23, the broad range in terms of the EBITDA margin?
EBITDA margin, because of this exceptional price spiraling in Q4 as well 21-22, there is a dip. Apart from that, the last year, as I mentioned, there was a special exceptional item. But we aim to have that around 10%, which is quite possible.
Okay. And lastly, on the debt front, so wanted to congratulate that we have reduced our debt significantly to close to 1,200 odd crores. So how do you see this number by end of FY23, Has this number also increased in by April and May now, or is that remain at the same level?
Well, you see, it is difficult to give a number right now. What I can say is FY 2023 year-end numbers, if you are targeting, management is very keen to see that this number remains between, say, 1,200 crore-1,500 crore. Other than that, in the meantime, because of our work pressures and the working capital requirements, the working capital limits utilization may go up. That always happens. That is nothing to be alarmed about. This is in our kind of business, these things happen. As my colleague was mentioning, in the month of March, we received nearly 375 crore of payments. Naturally, we park them in our cash credit accounts with the banks so that the debt at the end of the year is minimized. Later on, when the work is progressing and the requirement of funds is there, we start drawing those funds. That should not be a cause for worry at all.
Accordingly, we can see the sizable reduction in finance costs as a full year basis FY 2023.
Yes, yes. That is the aim.
Okay, okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parikshit Kandpal from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt you, sir, but we cannot hear you, Mr. Kandpal.
Is it better now?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
The first question is on the AP receivable. If you can tell us what was the total AP opening net exposure and what is the total AP closing exposure as of FY 2022 ends.
AP, we have categorized into two. One is that the old orders. Old orders we have at the beginning 2,903 crores, and we have executed 214. There is a scope change to the tune of 1,584 crores. Closing order book with regard to the old project is 1,104, and exclusive new projects at the beginning of the financial year, 1,268 crores, and we secured another 1,900 crores, executed 62 crores. Closing order book, 3,106. Old and the new together, AP as a whole, at the end of the financial year, order book stands at 4,211 crores.
Okay. What will be the receivable position, the net exposure, in AP now, old and new orders?
Receivables. Yeah, receivables stands at there is a sizable reduction, as I was mentioning to you, considering that the value of that the orders executed to the tune of 250 crores. There is a reduction in the total receivables as well as that the unbilled revenue, total 149 crores, there is a reduction. Now the receivables stand at 510 crores.
What is on the old, the capital city project, the project which we have stopped or removed from the order books. On that, what if you can quantify on the stuck project where we had done some work. Start of the year net position and closing year net position, if you can give that number.
No, those projects, we have not removed. Whatever we are doing, the government has given the permission one by one project, and where we are able to complete, and there is a specific directions to go ahead to complete. We have also received, as I mentioned, that to the tune of, in AP, 384 crores so far. We are taking up as per the directions of the government, like AP TIDCO, MLA, IS quarters. Those are in final stage of completion.
Okay, the project to the tune of, I think 12,000-13,000 crores, which we had canceled earlier, removed from the order book, including everything, I think about 16,000 crores we had removed. On that order, we have executed some work. Have we realized any payments on those projects, especially the ones which were removed from the order book?
nothing outstanding from these because there is no movement in these orders. Only we cancelled. They have not that the started and stalled. They are only that the without any movement these projects they have been removed.
Okay.
Also,
go to the next question, please.
Okay, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashish Shah from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening and thank you for the opportunity. Sir, one is that on the, if you look at the consolidated numbers and the standalone numbers in Q4, there is a negative difference of around 30 crores. So what could have been the reason why the consolidated profit was lower than the standalone profit?
You mean to say that the difference between console PAT and standalone?
Yeah.
Where in standalone, we need to provide the provision for the investment if there is a loss in any company. Whereas in console, it gets knocked off. Only in NCC Vizag Urban, as I was mentioning, the equity disposal. This is our share is 199.50 crores. Whereas the same in standalone books, it is 149 crores. Whereas that this was only 7 crores was knocked off in consolidated. That is the main difference.
So, but even if I'm looking at pre-exceptional profit, pre-exceptional numbers, so standalone Q4 pre-exceptional and pre-tax profit was 143. And if I look at the console, I think it was about 111 or so. So even prior to considering any of the exceptional items, that there is a negative difference.
Now we have other companies where that the some companies there is a profit and some companies definitely there will be a loss. That is the net.
Right. So which entities would have reported a loss, sir, in the subsidiaries?
Subsidiaries, it is only we are at the closure of that the international and some of the companies which were required to make provision for investment only those two companies. Infrastructure holdings with regard to the TAKA interest there is a provision and PTTL there is a provision. Only these two provision has been made in the books of accounts.
Okay. Sure. Also, in terms of the interest cost, if you can just give us the breakup of the total interest cost that we have reported and the capex requirement for 23.
The interest cost breakup for the fourth quarter is like this: interest on term loans 1.10 crore, interest on cash rate and WCDL 38.89 crore. Interest on mobilized advance 27.31 crore. Interest on others 16.37 crore. Total is 83.67 crore. BG commission 27.39 crore. LC commission 8.39 crore. And the bank and other finance charges in the fourth quarter 3.68 crore. Total for the quarter 123.13 crore. The number for the year as a whole is 459.60. The
right.
Total finance cost for FY22.
Right. Just to confirm the number, sir, the outstanding net exposure from AP in terms of working capital is 510 crores, correct?
Yes.
Right. Okay. Thank you and all the best to you, Mr. Murthy. Have a great life ahead, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Ashish.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nikhil Abhyankar from DAM Capital. Please go ahead. Mr. Nikhil Abhyankar, please go ahead with the question. Your line is unmuted.
Good evening, sir, and thank you for giving this opportunity. I just had two questions. How will we use the money from the sale of NCC Vizag, and do we have any more monetization planned ahead?
You see, NCC Vizag Urban, as my colleague was explaining, as of now we have received only 47 crores. The balance is equity is coming in three quarterly installments. So by FY23, the balance amount of out of 199 crores, 47 is received, balance will come. That will be used for our working capital and also reduction in the debt in the standalone balance sheet. Now the other thing is 308 crores of loan is there. That about 50% is expected to come in FY23 and the balance 50% in FY24. These monies also, as and when they come, will be utilized for working capital purpose only. We have very little term debt on our books, which means we are moving towards a direction of becoming a debt-free company. And also, we have told you that the cash on books is about 600 crores. And we are targeting and negotiating with the banks to reduce the cash margin on 558 crores is the cash and bank balances. And if we succeed in convincing the banks and the cash balances lying with the banks on account of bank guarantee cash margin, that money will also come back into the system. So the company is moving towards a situation of becoming a debt-free company in the maybe next 2 to 3 years.
Understood, sir. And one more question, sir. We are L1 in Mumbai sewage project, and so how did we end up bidding for the same?
Pardon me, come again?
We are L1 in Mumbai sewage project, Malad, I guess.
Yeah.
So how did we end up bidding for the same? Because earlier in the question, we also said that we are focusing on JJ and metro and expressways. So and what was the thought behind it?
No. We have submitted our bids. It's under process. Now we can't disclose any details with regard to this. The STP project, sewage treatment plant project. We have submitted our bids.
Uh-huh.
The same are under process.
Okay.
We have a water and environment division. There's a lot of these sewage treatment plants. Across the country, we have done a number of projects. And wherever opportunities are there, we start bidding for them.
Understood. Thanks for that.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vibhor Singhal from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thanks for taking my question. And Murthy sir, congrats for retirement. Wish you a very happy life ahead. Sir, my question was basically two questions. One is on the margin front and the other on the debt, overall debt front. So on the margins front, so I think you mentioned that around 1.1% was the impact of commodity prices and there was more impact of the other exceptional item in the last year in the same quarter. But if I look at it on a quarter-on-quarter basis, also our margins have kind of dipped by around 200 basis points. So on a quarter-on-quarter basis, if I compare it with the December quarter, is the entire impact due to the commodity price inflation? And if that is the case, then how much of it do you expect to basically come into our margins in the next two quarters? I know for the full year you mentioned that margins are expecting maybe around 10%. But do you expect this pressure to be there in the next two quarters also on the margins?
You are aware that April and May, compared to the peak of the prices of 21-22 have come down. So thereby we are confident we will be able to maintain the 10% Q1, Q2 all the entire year.
Okay, and sir, specifically in this quarter, as I asked, specifically in this quarter, the margins came at 8.5% as compared to 10.8% in the last quarter. So this entire drop was all because of commodity price, is it?
Yeah, I mentioned that the exceptional item of the previous corresponding quarter represents 1.4% and only 1.2% is the material impact.
Okay, so that 1.4% you are mentioning is for the December quarter. For last year Q4?
Corresponding previous quarter of the previous year, I say.
Yes, sir. So I'm asking about Q3, December quarter.
No, Vibhor. Q4 FY21, there was a claim of 121 crore considered, so which is equivalent to 1.4%. So
got it, sir.
Yeah, we do not have any claims accounted in this quarter, Q4 FY22. So that 1.4 and material cost impact of 1.2.
Mm-hmm.
So all put together, about 2.6 has come down when compared to previous year Q4.
I got that, sir. So I was comparing Q3 FY22.
No.
Q4 FY22. So there the 200 basis point drop, that is because of commodity price, right?
Yes, right.
Because in Q3 also there was also no exceptional item.
Yes.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much. My second question was on the debt front. So could you take us through that? We've reduced our debt by more than 600 crores, as compared to last quarter itself. What is the kind of reduction in the overall interest expense that we can expect for next year? So as you rightly mentioned that this year we have kept our interest expense at the same number, but as a percentage of sales it has come down. So this 450 crore number that we are looking at this year, what could be the ballpark number that we could expect this to come down next year?
See,
before, now banks are increasing the interest rates. As you know, Reserve Bank has increased the policy rate by 40 bips. So the MCLR rates are going up, so the interest cost is likely to go up. And I don't think the BG commission cost will come down. I think the finance cost for FY23 could remain at, say, 4.5% of the turnover of the company. We have a band, as I was mentioning, 4.5 to 5%. But we are confident we will close it at the lower end of the band for FY23 also.
Okay. Got it, sir. Thank you so much for taking my questions and wish you all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prem Khurana from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question, sir. So two questions. So essentially, to begin with, just want to get a sense on Jal Jeevan mission orders, because if I remember correctly, last quarter when we spoke, I think Jal Jeevan mission orders were the key contributors to the top line, right? So is it the situation is same in this quarter as well, wherein these orders would have contributed a large chunk? And also if you could share your thoughts on how has the payment cycle been with these orders of Uttar Pradesh government?
There was a delay in finalization of the DPR and consequently the contract agreements. And now for all the projects, the DPRs and the necessary approvals have been in place. Contract agreements have been entered. The execution has started. The last financial year, there was a turnover to the tune of 205 crores. This year, we have done about 1,217 crores. And for the payment, there is no the delay. Absolutely, we are able to realize well in time.
Sure. And so what proportion of the total Jal Jeevan mission orders would be kind of essentially under construction as of now? Because you take it... take up these orders in phases, right? When you decide on the number of villages that you want to start with, go and get the DPRs approved. So how much or what proportion of the total order backlog would be operational or under construction as of now?
And I mentioned that the it should be completed.
Okay.
And which we are planning to complete as per the contract agreement.
Sure. And sir, second question was, the way your commodity prices have moved up, you would have already started engaging with the clients, right? Wherever you have this price escalation clauses in place with these orders. So how are the clients kind of responding to your request, kind of seek adjustment in the project cost?
It is ongoing now for the wherever we have the price escalation clause in the contract.
Okay.
And as per the contract terms, we are raising our PV bills, be it on a monthly or quarterly, which the client is certifying, and we are realizing it is a continuous process.
So we're not facing any issues, in terms of getting these escalations approved?
No issues. No problem.
Sure. And just one last, sir, I mean, the kind of reduction that we've seen with, in the debt, I think a large part of this is also because of higher trade payables. If I remember my numbers correctly, our trade payables at the end of this year are around 4,300 crore rupees. And last quarter, these were at around 3,800. So would you be able to share, I mean, why is there this large jump on a sequential basis in payables? And is it fair to assume this is temporary and it'll go down next quarter or a quarter after that?
Now, the prime reason is you are aware that the material prices are increasing.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to curtail the price increase, the conscious decision was taken for some of the projects wherein we have procured steel and pipes is more. And compared to the previous year, it is around 260 crores inventory has increased. So as a result, this trade payable also has gone up.
Sure, sir. These are the questions from my side. And Uthi, sir, all the very best for the future. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parikshit Panchal from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. So what was the total, can you repeat for the financial year 22, what was the total GTM revenue?
Sir, your voice is not clear.
Before FY22, what was the total JGM revenue, Jal Jeevan Mission revenue from JGM?
Jal Jeevan Mission revenue
for 22, 1,218 crores.
Because in the last call, in third quarter call, you had said that in Q3 alone, about 800 crores of revenue had happened. So why there is a drop in Q4? So what was the Q4 revenue in JGM?
We are not able to get. Will you please repeat?
So for the fourth quarter, what was the JGM revenue from the fourth quarter? Because I remember in the last earnings call, you had said that in third quarter, we had almost 800 crores of revenue from JGM.
No. That 800 was for 9 months.
That may be cumulative, yes.
Yeah, when we, in last call, we told that we have done about 850 crore revenue in first 9 months. Now for entire year it is 1,218 crore.
And you have guided for FY23 revenues of about 5,000 crores from JGM. So you hold on to that, about 5,000 crores.
Now this is in line with the contract agreement, absolutely.
Okay. And just last question, sir, if you can update us on the Sembcorp and the Taka, so where is the current position on both these litigations?
Sembcorp, you see, the arbitration got delayed because of COVID, and now the arbitration hearing is almost completed. They are likely to do their verdict by June. The final hearing will be done, and by September we are expecting the final verdict by the arbitration panel.
Okay. Any capital gains from the Vizag booked in the standalone revenues? The standalone PNL, sorry.
Pardon me? Come again, please.
Capital gains from the Vizag land sale, is anything booked in the standalone PNL?
Yeah, so a capital gain of 68 crore is there on account of sale of Vizag Urban.
And it is end of which item, so is it
in this? Does it attract any tax outflow on account of this capital gain?
No, is it in the standalone or it will be part of subsidiary? So it's not figuring in the
standalone.
Because the tax rate is 22%, so I was just wondering, if you're saying 68 crores is the total tax, so is there any tax credit or deferred tax which we have taken in this quarter?
We have the carry forward loss which we were able to set up, no cash outflow.
See, these things you cannot discuss in an open discussion like this. If you have any queries like this, you can send us an email or talk to our colleagues like Mr. Vijay Kumar or Durga Prasad, whose emails are available with you. Because honestly, a lot of time is wasted going deeper into it in a general discussion about the company's business and its performance.
Okay. All the best to you, sir. Murthy, sir. All the best to you.
I will take just one more question and then close it.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parvez Akhtar Qazi from Edelweiss Securities. Please go ahead.
This will be the last question.
Sure. Good evening, gentlemen. A couple of questions from my side. So first, I think in our press release, we have said that the standalone order book is about 36,300 and there is some 3,058 crore order in the subsidiary. So which subsidiary does this pertain to? Hi, good evening, gentlemen. A couple of questions from my side. The first one is, I think in a press release, you mentioned that the standalone order book at the end of the year was about 36,300 crore and there is 3,058 crore order in the subsidiary. So which subsidiary or the order does it pertain to?
This is pertaining to the mining subsidiary. MDO project, and any international is there? No, it's all MDO only.
Oh, great. The second question is, have we made any provision for the TAKA case and are there any incremental provisions that might be needed in future?
TAKA, we already made a provision of about 117 crores. There is no further incremental provision required for that. On the other hand, we are talking with the client for an out-of-court settlement. Because of COVID, it got delayed. But we hope to close it maybe in the next 6 months or so.
So was this entire 117 crore made in this quarter or was it made throughout?
No, it was made about 1 year back in the books of NCC Infra Holdings. Provision has been made. Because NCC Infra is holding the shares in that company, that is Himachal Soaring. They are the investors. The provision was made long time back.
And lastly, I think with regard to the BMC sewage project, I think the Supreme Court has already asked BMC to award it. So, I mean, while you might not want to comment on the order side, but is it fair to assume that maybe if all, everything goes well, maybe sometime this quarter we can get that order?
No, it is too early to comment. So let us wait. Once we get official communication, we'll communicate it to you.
Fair enough, sir. Thanks for answering my question. And Mr. Murthy, all the best for your future.
Thank you. Thank you, Paris.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as this was the last question for today, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
We thank all the participants for their enthusiastic participation. If we are unable to take up any of your questions, kindly send us an email or talk to my colleagues here, Mr. Durga Prasad, General Manager, who is already in touch with you, with most of you, and also Mr. Vijay Kumar, our Vice President of Finance. And we thank DAM Capital for hosting this conference call, and we'll hand over the thing to the organizers. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you. On behalf of DAM Capital Advisors Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.